Welcome to Southeast Geeks, a Silicon Slopes East podcast devoted to what people are geeky about in Southeast Utah. On these podcasts, we interview locals, business owners, and individuals that like to spend time in Southeast Utah for one geeky reason or another. These episodes are about individuals or companies doing high-tech things in the region or entertaining activities that people are passionate about in Southeast Utah. Today, we are talking with Superintendent Micah Salas and Carbon High School teacher Wes Thompson. To get started, let's get to know both of you a little bit. Will you share with us perhaps two or three things that you would say you're geeky about in Southeast Utah? Let's start with you, Micah.
Okay, thank you. So as far as what I like to do, that's definitely my family considers geeky. One thing that I love just to relax, I play, I participate or fill out Kakarot puzzles. They're kind of a cross sums puzzle. I guess you could say it's something similar to Sudoku, but you have to add up the numbers and get these sums, and it's like a crossword puzzle with numbers. So I love that, do that a lot. And right now my son is heavy into golf, and so we really spend a lot of time on the golf course, and we actually have a beautiful golf course in Carbon County. It's, I would argue, one of the best in the state. We're very fortunate that we have such a nice course for our size of community. So that's definitely something we like to do. And then as far as our family goes, we're, you know, love to be outside camping, shed horn hunting, and the boys are big hunters, so we spend a lot of time doing that.
And what about you, Wes?
Well, that's hard to follow. Now, some of the geeky stuff. For me, I like to build models. I've gotten into the 3D printing and creating stuff like that. So I just have recently this summer completed a submarine model, trying to make like this weird underwater diorama. So getting into resin casting and things like that, and just educating myself on that type of stuff. So that's kind of a fun thing. Another project we finished up, me and some of my coworkers, we actually built like the 80s style old arcade games. So we built our own arcade cabinets and designed those. My daughter works for a company that is able to print graphics and such, and so we were able to design our graphics and have them all printed up. So that was kind of fun. Yes, it's a cool thing we can buy online, and it has like 3,000 of the old arcade games like Dig Dug and Pac-Man and all those. And so it's kind of fun. And then really this summer, just been remodeling the house a little bit, kind of geeking out with that type of stuff, doing new flooring and things like that. So,
well, thanks. That's good to get to know both of you a little bit more and find out your passions, your geekiness. Micah, let's talk a little bit more with you and find out a little bit more about you, because you're new in your role here. You've been at the school district for quite a while, but now you're the new superintendent. Do you want to maybe elaborate a little bit on your career and then perhaps some of the goals that you have as superintendent?
Sure, thank you. So I'm a product of Carbon School District. I went to Sally Morrow in elementary school and Helper Junior High, and then graduated from Carbon High School. And while at Carbon, I love drafting. Bevan Young was my drafting teacher, and he was great to inspire me to want to be a drafter. So I actually went to Utah State as a drafting major and was able to work for Thiokol Corporation for all of my time through school, and then got a job as a drafter on the light rail project in Salt Lake after I graduated, before I started teaching. So I love drafting, love CTE because of that. I'm passionate about CTE for our students. And then I started teaching in South Davis Junior High. I taught math there and half a day of technology. And then we moved back to the area, and I've been employed with Carbon School District since then, since 1998. And anyway, I'm excited to be here. I've been a math teacher here, principal, secondary director. I was a math specialist for a little while. So just kind of done all kinds of different things, and now being superintendent. So I'm super excited about our district. I think we're the perfect size. I think we are big enough that we can offer a ton of opportunities for our students. We have a really strong and robust concurrent enrollment program. We have a great relationship with USU Eastern. We have fantastic offerings for our students all the way from K to 12. We have great partnerships with local business. And like I said, we're big enough to offer things. We have competitive sports programs. In fact, last year, I think we celebrated more state championships than I can remember. That's anecdotal. I don't have that number, but it was a lot. It was a very, very successful year. So our kids are able to be successful in athletics, in academics, in social gatherings and things. So I'm excited about that. We're also small enough, though, that we know kids by name. Every student. We know every student, and we're able to help every student, which some of the great big districts just don't, they just can't do. So we're the perfect size. So with that, our goals are for K-5, so kindergarten through fifth grade. Our goal is really simple. We want them reading at grade level or above, and we want them to master just basic skills in math. Our goal is they leave fifth grade being able to read fifth grade or higher, and being able to add, subtract, multiply, and divide with automaticity. That's our goal. And then in middle school.
Pause for a second. Okay. What in the world is automaticity?
So that I say 7 times 5 and you think 35. You don't have to count. You don't have to do some sort of weird counting or tap something or whatever. It's just, it comes automatically to you. So.
Sorry, continue.
I'm glad you asked. I don't know.
And then for 6th through 12th grade, our secondary schools, our goal really truly is to make each student college or career ready. We want them to leave our system with a broad variety of skills that they can choose what to do in their future. So we want them to graduate with choice. That's our biggest thing. We want them to understand the choices they have available to them and have the skills ready to just do anything that they choose to do. We really want to see them 5 years later with a big smile on their face. That's it. That's our goal.
Well, that's exciting and fun to hear your enthusiasm, and I'm glad I know what automaticity means now. Wes, let's get to know you a little bit more. Maybe talk about your career a little bit and maybe let us know some of the classes and things that you're teaching at the high school now.
Sure. Yeah. My career, I didn't get into education until later on in my career. I'm a graduate of Emory High School, so I graduated from Emory High. I know. No, great school.
Pause. Is Emory or Carbon going to win this football game this year?
Yes. No. Absolutely Carbon, right? Absolutely.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, I recently took a job or got roped into a job for the to be the announcer at the Carbon High football game. So we'll find out firsthand, I guess, this Friday. But yeah, so I graduated from Emory, and then immediately I joined the Navy. So that was a good option for me. I joined the service, spent 6 years in the service. I was able to go to school, and there I was basically learned. Went to Naval Nuclear Power School, so I learned how to operate nuclear reactors on the ships and spent 6 years doing that. And then after 6 years, I decided that that was enough, and so we decided to get out. And then everyone said, well, hey, I guess you need to get a degree. So I'm like, cool, I guess I'll get a degree. You know, so I went to college, and it's kind of crazy how all that happens, but I had no idea what I wanted to do in college, and so it's probably embarrassing to admit this, but the reason why I chose my major was like, well, these computers are here, and I don't think they're going away anytime soon, so I'll get a degree in computer science, right? So anyway, so I was able to do that, got my degree. From there, I did technical support for different Microsoft accounts and was able to learn a lot of stuff that way. Got into, I was a business analyst, you know, for the Postal Service accounts and things like that. Learned a lot of stuff with automated voice response and just nerdy stuff like that. But it wasn't until later that teaching came up. And, I guess I've taught for 15 years now. That's crazy. But I was able to teach for 15 years, got hired teaching computer science classes, web design, word processing, and things like that. And I've taught a number of different classes at both Mont Harmon and then at Lighthouse High School, our alternative high school. And then recently, spent the past 2 years at Carbon High School. So it's been great. I have the best job in the world, so it's awesome.
That's just exciting to hear both of your career paths or your paths to your careers. They're so different, but you're both two individuals that came from small communities here, especially in Southeast Utah with Emory and Carbon County, and you're able to use some of those early skills that you had, or you join the service and then you branch that off into what you enjoy now. So that's great to hear, and I think that's great to hear for our young people here, that there's many opportunities that they can go and explore the world, come back and enjoy this area again. So thank you for that. I wanted to ask both of you this question about what you feel as if are challenges here in Southeast Utah, and then also challenges that the school district has specifically. Maybe we'll go with you first, Micah.
So I think our challenges as far as just our students here and our community, I would think that we sometimes limit our goals. I think we often feel like, well, we're from a small town, so I can't really have that thing, right? We're in Carbon County, so we don't have access to this or that. Or we really look at our size sometimes as an obstacle rather than a great thing and a really positive attribute to where we live. So I would really say that's our biggest issue, is that sometimes our dreams are too small. Sometimes our students don't see themselves in these professional roles, or they don't know that they can have a role like that here. They can still live here. They can make a very good living. They can be whatever they want to be right here. And they may have to leave for a while to get the skills and then come back, or they may be able to stay right here and get the skills and work here, or they may be able to stay here and work somewhere else remotely or virtually, or maybe travel a little bit, half and half or something. They just don't always know what's out there. So to me, our biggest limitation is our own limits we put on ourselves that are not true, but we just don't always know what's available to us and know what's out there. So that's really our challenge, is to open those doors for our kids and just let them know that there really are a ton of opportunities for them, both here and away, if that's what they choose to do. But just let them know what's out there, and not limit themselves ever to anything, and let everyone know that they can do anything they want. If they're willing to work for it, they can have anything. The sky's the limit. And the only limits we have on ourselves are the ones we put on there arbitrarily.
And what about you, Wes? Anything you'd like to add to that?
No, I obviously 100% true. You know, I think one of the things that as a challenge is sometimes I see in a student maybe that, wow, I'm not really good at this the first time I tried it, so gosh, I guess I'm just bad at this and I need to move on. I think that if they can embrace the struggle, right? I think that's kind of it. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, we kind of come from different backgrounds, and it's not like a cookie cutter. It doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be you go to college for this specific thing, and then you have to do this, and then you have to do that. I mean, I would have never, if you asked me in high school, if I ever would have been a teacher, I'd have said, you're crazy, right? But there's some people that do that, right? Right out of high school, they know they want to be teachers, and they're going to go do that, and they're going to go get their teaching degree and come back in, and they're very successful. Tons of my peers and coworkers have done that, which is great, but it doesn't always have to be that way. You know, same thing, you can be whatever you want, and it's not necessarily this Monopoly game board that you have to go through each step to get to where you want to be, or Candyland or whatever. You know, there's ways around, and there's ways, back doors in the situations, and there's, if you always have those options open, then there's more opportunities for you, I guess. So I guess that's the challenge, is, you know, what to try to have the students say, you know, whatever you do, do your best, because you never know. You might find that you're really, really good at this, and it sparks a passion that maybe something you want to do as a career. So I think that's a challenge, or a challenge that I think we take on as educators, is to help expose students to as much as they can as far as career options and things like that, and especially those of us in the career and technical education realm. But I think that's one of the limitations.
And I appreciate your comments on that, because I think that both of you are right in the sense that sometimes being in a small community such as Southeast Utah, Carbon County, sometimes it's what you don't know that you don't know is the biggest problem. And so I think that that's helpful to find out that, for one, you don't need to know everything. You just need to be willing to, you know, take those chances and to be exposed to opportunities.
Looks like the geek is on the sneak. It's time to play Geeky or Game Over.
I want to kind of take a break a little bit from our podcast and play a little game with both of you. The game is called Geeky or Game Over. And the way it works is I'm going to give you a topic, and I want you to tell me if you're geeky about it, if you really like it or enjoy it. And I want you to tell me game over if you hate it, you don't know it, you don't like it, you've never heard of it, whatever. And you're more than welcome to elaborate further on it. So more than happy to hear your elaboration on these things. So let's start. I'm going to do it back and forth to each of you. So we'll start with Micah. The first one, Micah, geeky or game over? Board games.
Board games. Game over, unless you can count poker. Then geeky. Texas Hold'em.
You're not betting on that, are you?
Of course not. Of course not.
Okay, Wesley, how about you? Biking.
Biking. I used to be geeky about that, but it became game over when I hit a tree. So, yeah, I'm not. It turned out that wasn't for me. It hurt a little. So, you know what? I can put that down for now.
Okay, Micah, Game of Thrones.
I think that's a TV show. Game over. I don't know what it is.
Wesley, do you like Game of Thrones?
You know, I've maybe seen two episodes, and I've seen it consume the lives of people around me, and I decided to just probably not get involved in that.
So let's ask you, Wesley, geeky or game over, river rafting?
River rafting. I've never been river rafting. I've been canoeing. I've done the Green River, actually. I love... down in Mineral Bottoms. I've done that. I didn't think I would like it. I was conned into that. That's actually kind of a theme in my life, is I have people talk me into things, and I'm like, you know what? Why not? You know, so, and I've experienced a lot of cool things by saying, why not? As long as it's legal, right? So yeah, but yeah, I've been down from Green River to Mineral Bottoms 3 times with Carbon Rex equipment and everything, and brought it all back, and they didn't charge me extra or anything. So I could say I'm probably pretty geeky about that. So yeah.
Micah, video games.
No, game over. Unless I think I could probably hold my own on the old school Mario, like old school.
What about video Texas Hold'em?
No. Video nothing. I don't like video games. Wes is the video game guy. That is game over for me. I could live the rest of my life without touching a video game and be just fine.
Well, maybe we can find another one you like. How about Harry Potter?
Definitely, yes. I'm a geek with Harry Potter. Read all the books, seen the movies multiple times. Yes, to Harry Potter.
Wes, how about you? Lord of the Rings.
I'm not a fan. It's 3 movies about people walking and throwing stuff in, you know? So, yeah, not geeky about Lord of the Rings. It's game over for me.
Okay, Wes, how about hiking?
Hiking, I like hiking. Now, not geeky hiking. Like, I'm not like, let's take a toothbrush and, you know, and a pocket knife, you know, and... a piece of jerky. I'm not that guy, you know, to go off for 6 months. Or, you know, people will say, you want to do a 50 miler. I'm like, no, I don't even drive that far without stopping. But well established hikes with signs and snack bars, I'm fine with that. No, like if we go into Arches, I joke, but yeah, I do like go, we've done the Arches, Delicate Arch hike, I know, and a bunch of little hikes like that. I'm definitely into. My family and I, we would spend a lot of time down on the Centerfold Swell, and it's great to be able to walk through there, do a little day hiking and stuff. But I'm not a pack everything on your back kind of guy, no.
So not a Survivor Man hiker, but more of a recreational hiker.
Absolutely. Absolutely recreational for sure.
Okay, Micah, boating and water skiing.
No, I really am a fun person, I think. Just not that. No, game over. The water is not my friend. No boating, no water skiing.
All right, maybe we need to get back to some more Harry Potter things, right?
Yeah, switch Wes' list. The hiking would be a yes.
Let me ask you this next one on Wes's. Okay. Dungeons and Dragons.
No. When I was a principal, they came to me and said, can we have an RPG club? And I thought they meant like a rifle. I'm like, no, you can't have like, you shoot, don't that something you shoot?
A rocket propelled grenade.
Right. Like, no, you can't do that. Like, I'm thinking it's some kind of gun thing. And I'm thinking, no, that's probably not good. And then they said, well, no, it's D&D. Well, I still don't know what in the world you're talking about. And then they said Dungeons and Dragons, and I still didn't know what they were talking about. So I appreciate people who like that. It was a great club for our kids. They got into it, and I have zero understanding, and I don't want to know more. Sorry.
We'll come back to you. So, Wes, how about you? Star Trek.
You know, I actually... I kind of like Star Trek. I like, what, Micah? Yeah, she's funny. Yeah, actually, Star Trek The Next Generation is the ringtone for my phone, actually. So I'm a Next Generation guy. So yeah, I do like Star Trek Next Generation. And really, that's it, though. I do like the movies, but I never have gone back and watched like all the originals or Voyager or all that. I just kind of stick with Picard and Data, you know. So
let's steal another one from Wes's list for Micah. Card games.
So sure, card games are better than video games. So yes, definitely we like to play card games, especially through the winter when it gets dark early, and we have a pretty intense. We actually built our kitchen table around the fact that we played a really competitive games of spoons at my friend's our friend's house one night and broke their kitchen table because we were diving on the table to catch the spoons. And so we made this like really incredibly overscale kitchen table so that we could have like 15 people around playing spoons and all of them could dive on the table and it's still structurally sound. So yes to card games.
Full contact.
Full contact card games, and you don't want to play at our house unless you're willing to dive and risk life and limb to get the spoon. That's pretty fun.
Okay, so I won't play card games at your house. Wes, computers.
Oh, yeah. I'm a little nerdy with that. I enjoy building them, so it's kind of fun. I teach classes on hardware, computer hardware. So I'm more of a computer hardware guy, but yeah, that's fun. So I like to take different components, and it's been nice in our class. We were able to build a custom gaming PC, putting in LED lights and all that cool stuff and engraving stuff in it, 3D printing stuff and making it kind of nerdy like that. So yeah, I do like the computers.
So Micah, how about you? Sports. And if there is one, which one?
Man, I don't know. Yes to sports for sure. I was an athlete 100 years ago. I played basketball, volleyball, and ran track, and loved all of that. My kids, you know, we had them in things. My daughter was a gymnast when she was little. Then became a volleyball player. My son has wrestled. He did MMA for a while. He played baseball forever growing up. And then now he's actually a very competitive golfer. And so my husband, same thing. He played football and wrestled. And then he actually, ironically enough, broke his back, a vertebrae in his back, and then decided that he couldn't wrestle anymore. The doctors told him no. So naturally, he started a bull ride because that was so much easier on his back.
That's the
logical next step, you know. And then he went on to become a Marine and ran a canine and do it. So he jumps out of helicopters and stuff now. So we do still compete. We're actually signed up to run a half marathon in October, so that'll be my third half marathon. And we run a ton of 10Ks and 5Ks, and I played on a women's league for volleyball, and sports for sure. And we're very competitive, as you can tell. We can't do anything in our house without someone being a winner. Like, we have full contact ping pong downstairs. I probably should stop talking.
Yeah,
it's probably bordering on child abuse, but no, we really are competitive and have a lot of fun with sports. We have full out like tournaments for spike ball in the backyard and cornhole and whatever we can do. If we can make it a competition with a winner, we'll do that in my house.
And injuries?
Well, that just comes with it. That's your own fault. If you get injured, that's just because you didn't try hard enough.
All right, Wes, Walking Dead.
You know, if my mom listens to this, she'll be upset. My mother is a huge Walking Dead fan. I have never watched one episode of Walking Dead, but my mom has t-shirts and everything. She's great. She loves it, and she's upset, and I'm probably disappointed to her because I don't watch it. But no, it's a game over for Walking Dead.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
But when the zombie apocalypse hits, you know who to go to for the source, right?
Absolutely, if she lets me in. So. I'm trying to stay on our good side.
Let's go ahead and do one more for each of you. Micah, how about you rock climbing?
I have been rock climbing in college, actually. We went several times with actual ropes and carabiners and stuff like that, so that was fun. But now we do more like the slot canyons, and it's not really rock climbing, but we do a lot of outdoor things, you know, with my husband and the kids. And we've been, yes, I would say, again, not geeky to a point where I have equipment and do that, but we definitely like to hike and climb for sure. We went, actually, we did the Mount Timpanogos hike last weekend, and it was way fun.
And Wes, I'm going to steal one off of Micah's list because we stole so many off of your list for her. But okay. But this is where your geekiness comes out.
Oh, no.
Okay, so Star Wars, and you already said Star Trek, so Star Wars.
Okay, yeah, I do like Star Wars as well. Yeah, I'm a big fan. I mean, I'm not like, I wouldn't say I'm a big fan, I guess. I mean, there's people who are like crazy, like they know all the backstories and they've read every novel and every, you know, cereal box and everything. But no, I do enjoy Star Wars, but I don't have a life-size Chewbacca costume or anything like that. So I don't have a stormtrooper suit.
Tell the truth.
I bet he does.
Okay, I don't. Come on. I told you. No.
It's Darth Vader.
Yeah. That's right. No, but my brother does have, lightsabers and things. So my family's probably going to hate that I'm talking about them on this, but... Yep, so I definitely like the movies, but not super, super nerdy about it. So.
I'm calling his wife after this and just double checking. I believe that he just lied. No.
Well, thank you for playing our little game. Let's get back to the interview a little bit. I know that we've talked a little bit about this, but I wanted to kind of go into more of a focus on it. Carbon School District always has had some degree of IT and tech focus. What are some of the techie classes and extracurriculars that are offered there at the school district? Maybe we'll start with you, Wes, and then Micah can fill in any of the gaps that you don't recall.
Sure. Yeah, so the IT and tech stuff, definitely, well, the stuff that I teach, I get to teach some of this stuff. We've just started 2 years ago when I went up to Carbon High School, we started these programs and they're starting to grow. The classes that I teach, not all of them, but three of them that I teach are based off of the CompTIA certifications, which are basically what that is it's a company that decided, you know, back when computers were first starting and people are like, wow, we want computers in our business and we want upper level managers. And people are saying, well, wow, we need a computer guy or a computer person. And they would hire somebody because, hey, do you know computers? And they're like, well, sure we do. And they'd show up and they didn't know what they needed to know. So CompTIA, they basically said, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to create standards, basically. We're going to create, if someone says they know computers, then if they are able to take this test and pass it, then we can safely say that, yes, they have a level of understanding in hardware or networking or what have you. So what's great with these courses is the lowest level is CompTIA IT Fundamentals, which is basically, it's a semester class, but students are given, it's a very broad course about computer hardware, basic programming, and things like that. And then they will actually pass a CompTIA, or they can take a CompTIA certification exam, and if they pass that, they can take that to an employer when they leave that says, yes, I have a certification. And the same thing, the next level class is, it's been a popular certification for many, many years, is the A-plus exam. CompTIA A-plus certification. It's more of a hardware focused on individual PC parts, being able to build a PC, being able to identify compatibilities of different components. Very nerdy stuff. And then the next one we have is Network Plus, which is a computer networking certification, getting computers to talk to one another through routers and wireless access points, switches, things like that. And then in the future, we hope to offer Security Plus, which is more of a cybersecurity type of situation where you're learning how to keep both the physical hardware secure as well as data and software and things like that. So that's what's great about these classes that I teach. If students can take advantage of that, be able to go through and get all three or and hopefully four certifications by the time they leave. These are certifications that that people can make, you know, they're making $50,000-$60,000 a year, you know, starting out. And if they can get that, you know, it'd be crazy to be able to leave high school and to be able to make that amount of money.
So, Micah, I'm going to go to you to kind of add to that, but also we have kind of a follow-up I'd want to ask too with that is, what kind of IT and techie type concurrent enrollment opportunities exist as well?
Sure, we have quite a variety, and I just want to say before I go on to the other courses that how special it is to have Wes, because a lot of high schools want to offer classes like this. They recognize the industry need. There are something like 4,000 tech jobs in Utah they can't fill each year because they just don't have the people with the right skills to take those jobs. They just, the jobs are just set open because there's not enough people with that skill set. And all schools want to offer those types of classes. And we are fortunate enough to have Wes, who is able to go get the certs because he's actually certified himself, obviously, because in order to teach it, you have to be certified yourself. And he has worked for 3 years now taking trips. We've actually sent him to Florida to attend the CompTIA school and pass those tests. And they're incredibly rigorous. It's very, very difficult. In fact, the last one, the Security Plus, Wes was the only person who passed the test in the group of people who went to Florida. So I can't emphasize enough, like, the skill level that Wes has is very unique. And to offer that combination of courses in a rural area in a high school our size is extremely rare. So our kids at Carbon High have a chance to participate in an opportunity that is not offered. I don't know that it's offered in any high school in the state of Utah besides Carbon High. So it actually is an amazing opportunity. So he's humble and he's not going to say that, but that's really what it is it's just an amazing opportunity for our kids. In addition to that, we have a wide variety of classes. Some of them are concurrent enrollment. Some of them are high school credit only. But we have computer science, web development, podcasting, computer-aided drafting, both architectural and mechanical. We have a whole series of 3D graphics. We have a 3D print. We have several 3D printers. We have a virtual reality lab. We have classes that teach Adobe products such as Photoshop and Illustrator. We have robotics. We're just bringing on this year, in cooperation with USUE, our series of 3 drone classes with the FAA certs at the end of each level. So kids would actually be FAA certified and could go seek employment flying drones immediately after passing those courses. And that even a 16-year-old kid could go out and get a job like that while they're in high school. We have computer programming classes. And then we actually, another very unique opportunity that is offered to Carbon High School students that I don't know if people realize how unique it is, but where we're 2 blocks from USU Eastern, we're the only school, even schools who have applied technology centers or universities geographically close to them, we're the only high school in the state that offers CTE or college level courses through CTE at the college. So our kids actually just walk down or drive down to USUE's campus for all of their auto classes, their diesel, mechanics, welding, in addition to the cosmetology, CNA, a whole wide range of CTE courses that our kids can take in high school. And we just work with them on scheduling, so we actually allow it during our school day for them to go down and take those courses. They get both high school credit and college credit, but more importantly, at the end of those, if they pass those exams, they will leave high school with a CNA, with welding certs, with ASC certified, nationally recognized auto and diesel mechanic credentials that they could turn around right then and go get a job. They do not need more education than that, that they'll be completely certified. We have the GMA and SMA welding. It's a really, really, really special program that we have. And I don't know that we promote it enough. I don't know that we let people know the uniqueness of it. It's just kind of something we take for granted now because we've had these opportunities for so long. And that's just that kind of CTE and maybe, like, we're talking more geeky, but we also have a wide variety of academic concurrent enrollment classes. Many of them, the kids can take right in our high school. So, you know, like a math 1050, a stats 1040, an English 1010. We have anatomy and physiology. We have, I'm missing lots, but we have a ton of courses. Plus, we have broadcast courses that are taught in Logan or other places that are broadcast in. So our kids really have a huge advantage in all of the different opportunities if they choose to take advantage of them.
And I think you've kind of touched on what I wanted to ask next. So maybe I'd rephrase that a little bit. It sounds like students can actually get a large amount of their college education or beyond high school education for whatever they want to do as they're in high school. Is that correct?
So that's correct. We did a pretty extensive survey of our students a couple of years ago and asked what their priorities are, what they would like to leave high school with. And a lot of them, you know, told us which area, maybe CTE or some sort of trade that would be appealing to them. But a lot of them talked about wanting to be close to an associate's degree before they graduate. And so we've worked really hard to make both of those possible. You can have both, or you can have one or the other, whatever suits your needs and your wishes the best. So yes, we have a lot of college level courses that they can earn university credit while they're with us. Also, a lot of certificates, whether they're industry recognized certificates or whether there are skills tests that we give at the end of each CTE course. If you pass those courses, you get a certificate, and on the back of that certificate, it lists the skills that you've mastered in order to pass that test that you could turn around and take to an employer tomorrow and say, look, you know, these are the skills that I can show with an assessment that I have mastered that make them just that much more employable than their competitors. So we're super excited about all of those things. And that's not to even talk about the internships and the apprenticeships and the opportunities we have with local business to get out there and see what they would like to do and really get their hands on that career and see if it's for them. So we're super excited about all of those things.
That's what's been nice, is to be able to see the success stories, you know, of kids that are in these programs. And then immediately out of high school, they're working in industry, you know. And so that's very rewarding as educators, you know, and being in education. At least, you know, for me as well as, you know, all of my colleagues is to be able to say, wow, you know, they literally are benefiting from that, getting money in their pocket from it. So it's great. Very rewarding.
Maybe I would just follow that up with, in both of your minds, what are some of the top courses or certifications that students are taking right now that can maybe get them into some of those career fields?
Well, for other than the ones that I mentioned, the CompTIA certifications are definitely good if someone's trying to get into the IT field, you know, be able to set up networks and do that type of stuff. But we have several other programs. The one that comes to mind are the digital graphics and designing type classes, where we have the students are using Adobe Illustrator, Adobe Photoshop, and each of those will have their own certification. So basically, you could, as a student, if you're able to get that certification and apply for graphic designer position, you know, you not only have a portfolio of stuff that you've created in school, but you also have an Adobe certification that says, look, I know what I'm doing, I really did this. Employers will love that, you know, you can hit the ground running, you know. It's one of those things where they show up with the skill. It's definitely more beneficial. They don't have to train you to do the job that you need to do. So that's definitely one of them. Another is with our Microsoft Office Specialists certifications of being able to show that you're proficient in Microsoft Word or Microsoft Excel or those other business type of software. We do offer those in our classes as well if students elect to take them. These certifications are industry certifications. So what's great about, like what Micah had mentioned, is the state certifications are great, but it's also nice if you can get the actual industry certification as well, because it's just more well known. You know, if you say you have a Microsoft certification, perhaps it holds a little more weight, maybe, or it's another feather in your cap if you can have both, right? So that's kind of one of those things, as we tell the students, hey, get in here, do your best in everything, get as many of these as you can, because each one of these can open a door for you, you know. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to walk through it, but when you have more options, you know, more opportunities for success.
Anything you wanted to add to that, Micah?
No, he covered everything. I think it's great. It's just we just want to make sure kids have a choice when they graduate. We really want them to have a wide variety of skill sets so that they can choose what to do in their profession and have passion for that. We want them loving their jobs, their careers as they leave us, and not just tolerating something or being stuck in anything.
So Wes, for our final question, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that we had a conversation about earlier, and it was guitars. So on a scale of 1 to 10, tell us, how geeky are you about guitars?
I would say a scale from 1 to 10, probably an 8. I learned or started learning how to play guitar in high school. I like to play and sing and stuff like that. It's kind of fun. And played off and on, you know, throughout my 20s and stuff. But about 10 years ago, I was approached by a good friend of mine, Robert Cox. And through his help and through Elias Perez, another friend of mine, they actually taught me how to build guitars, which is kind of neat. So they were, I'm so grateful for that. That's a skill I never would have ever had I not, you know, met them and said yes. But yeah, so since then, they've helped me, and I've built 6 guitars, I think, total. So I've been able to give them to my daughter, or give one to my daughter and to my brother and father-in-law. My wife is always like, how many guitars do you need, Wes? And I've said, well, always just one more is all. So I'd say about 8. I definitely need to up my geekiness level a little more.
Okay, and Micah, throughout our conversations, we've talked about Southeast Utah and being in this area, living here, doing things here. So your question is, how geeky are you about Southeast Utah?
You know, pretty geeky about it. I'd say I'm a 10. I don't know very many people who would want to argue with me about why Carbon County isn't the very best place to be. So there's just a ton of opportunities for us here. But I think we have the best of every world. We enjoy the small town atmosphere. We enjoy having a strong sense of community. We were founded by coal miners and railroaders that had grit and had stamina and stick-to-it-ness and determination, and they've passed that down to us. And I feel like we all have that kind of fighter spirit, and we're all willing to defend our community, and I love that. I love that we're tight and that we care about each other and we're there for each other all the time. I also feel like we can enjoy that but still have access to everything else. So we're within a 2-hour drive of really any landscape you want to be in. You know, if you want to be in the desert, in the mountains, you can be at altitude, you can be above the timberline, you can be on a lake, multiple lakes, any kind of lake you want. We have Moab 2 hours away. We have the city, if that's what you want to do, 2 hours away. So if you're willing to drive 2 hours in any direction, this is the best place, because you can have all the benefits of the small town plus the amenities if you want them, or if you want isolation, you can have that too. So I just think Carbon County is the very best place to be, with the very, very, very best people, and there's no other place. But we just don't want to share that very loudly. We don't want to grow to a point where we lose that. So I think we are very fortunate to be here, and I have loved living here and being part of this with everyone, with all of you, because you make it a wonderful place to be.
Thank you. And finally, how geeky is Carbon School District on a scale of 1 to 10? Maybe that's for both of you.
I say we're probably an 8. I think we need to push it to like 11, right? We need to be more geeky. No, there's some. It's great. Carbon School District is so awesome, and there's so many great people that we work with. That's such an advantage of our job, is that we literally work with experts in everything. You know, I can go down the hall, and if I have a math question, I have someone right there. If I have an accounting question, even, you know, cooking question, wood shop, whatever. You know, there's just, it's such a great, great community to be part of. But definitely, I think we will challenge ourselves to continue to step it up and be more and more geeky.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think we're 100% there as far as geeky about school improvement, geeky about making sure kids have what they need when they leave, mastering essential skills that will propel them forward, that give them choice, that help overcome barriers that they have in their lives, that give them hope and a drive to improve themselves and their lives, and just dream big and have the skills to go accomplish all those dreams. Like that, that's it. We need to nerd out on that every day. That's our bread and butter. That's what we strive to do. And there are fantastic teachers in every classroom that just want that too. That the cool part about it is we're invested in that, right? So there are places that teachers might work in a building but live somewhere completely different. They're not necessarily invested in that county, that organization, that system. But our teachers live here, work here, raise kids here, have their friends' kids in their classrooms. There's a vested interest to make sure that those kids are very successful. So we're just really fortunate, really excited about the upcoming school year, and really excited about what we can do to improve.
Thank you both for that, and thank you both for being on the podcast today. Do you have any parting words you want to say? Or
Yeah, we're just excited. And, you know, Wes talked earlier about being in the military. Just always want to throw that out there. Thank you to all of our servicemen and women who go out and do that. And any of our students who are thinking about that, we support that 100% and want to make sure that they have what they need to do that successfully. So I just always like to throw that out when I can. But we're super excited about the opening. We had, you know, we've had golf already. We've got tennis starting. We've got cross country. We've got football. We've got volleyball. We've got probably 10 other things I've forgotten. There's just so much going on all the time. So please get out and support our kids. We're planning on full capacity, no masks, back to normal, right? As normal as we are now. And anyway, we just really look forward to everyone sharing the success of the kids and cheering them on. Any support's welcome.
Until next time, everyone, you've been listening to Southeast Geeks.